Speak up.
Just stand back here.
Just speak up.
You know, I've been really, this has come to me this morning. I've looked it up and I didn't know if I should say it, but I don't have the peace not to say it. So, he that lacketh these things is blind and can't see far off. And if you do these things, you'll never fall.
Yes.
I mean, this is really...
And so an entrance to the kingdom will be made unto you abundantly through our Lord Jesus Christ.
I was talking to somebody this morning about just living in the kingdom of selfishness and seeing yourself as a victim. And like Joe said, you don't see the operation of God. So everything that... Your whole world... I mean, I've lived there. And I was actually asked the priest to put me in a psychiatric ward. And you know why that was? Is because I was coming to the end of controlling my world, controlling my life. My whole life had been demon management. And I was coming to the end to find a true position of trust in the Lord. And, you know, it's a scary thing when you lose control of everything. That's why I lived in fear, because I thought I was in control. What a big deception. But this is kind of a prayer. This is how Peter starts it out. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ our Lord. According to his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, but that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence to your faith, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound in you, then make it as you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and is forgotten that he is purged from his old sins. Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. I thought of what Jean said to Martin and Joyce. Into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you in remembrance of these things, through you, that you may know them and be established in this present truth. You know, I remember yesterday a time when, after Gene and I got married, we'd probably been married a couple of years, and I fell down on my knees. I was praying, you know, and I thought, I just saw what a mystery it is, how great it was to live to help other people with their problems than to be living lost in my own sin and my problems. And you know, it came to me, it really is either or. You're either lost in the misery of your sin and suffering yourself, or you're living. And you know, it came to me yesterday as really, I never really understood that scripture in Matthew where Jesus says, rejoice when men persecute you and revile you and speak all manner of evil against you for my name's sake. You know, I get that more and more, how you could really get to a place of rejoicing, like sincerely. Like the first time I read that, it's like, Lord, how the heck does that happen? You know, nobody rejoices. But you know, with the more clearly I see it, I really am at a place in my life where I can rejoice more, even though I may be persecuted, misunderstood, reviled, because I'd so much rather be living for the battle of souls saved and souls kept than the demon management of control and manipulation and deceit that I got saved from. You know, I'd much rather be in the kingdom of being persecuted for at least trying to help somebody else than live lost in my own control and selfishness.
It's good.